Welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Happiness Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Ms. Cassandra Freeman. Cassandra, what'd you pick up from here?
Awesome. Hi, everyone. Oh, happy day to you guys. You know, how's your summer going? I pray that it's going as well as you are, and maybe if you have kids, that they are not driving you crazy, which is kind of good that you're actually listening in today, or maybe you're listening to the replay, because you can actually retrain your mind to think positively when the kids start to get a little wonky. I'll say I have four boys, which I'll talk to you about in a minute, but they've actually been doing pretty good. A few times I had to say, okay, all right, I'm going to need you to calm it down. But anyway, I'm sure if I could hear your responses, I can only imagine the fun things that you would tell me that you had planned and that you were hoping to get to do this summer. Me, I love the beach, so I'm making arrangements to make that a priority this summer. Yes. So in any case, now that I've told you a little secret about myself, that I love the beach, let me tell you who I am. So I'm Cassandra Freeman, and I'm a wife of an engineer who actually started working from home recently. So that has been very interesting, having us both home all the time, working together, and then trying to figure out when is free time and all that good stuff. So that's been a journey. I'm also a mom. My kids are ages 7, 10, 13, and 16. I know I get the whoofs all the time. Like, you have four boys? Yes, they're all boys. My 16-year-old, he just got his permit. So, yay! But also, guys, stay off the road. You know how we drive when we are first-time drivers. It's funny because I went to the DMV, and they were like, they're going to stop you guys for joyriding because they're going to think you're both teenagers because you look so young. And I said, oh, well, thank you. But also I said, hey, cut that out. So my businesses, I am the owner of two businesses. My first business is Thoughtful Inspirations. It's a business where I help families build their dreams. And I help kids, I help moms, dads, grandparents, friends, whatever it is you call your family unit or maybe yourself. I help them do everything from maybe write their first books. And I try to stray from saying first book because usually authors, they end up writing first, second, third, fourth, so on books when they really get started. You know, but that first book is like they start pouring it in. So I've helped them create their books, and I've helped people compose their dream lives, start restaurants, become pilots, start a clothing line. Anything and everything in between that. I was just talking to one of my clients who I was helping become a speaker. And how I help people build dreams, I do this through a variety of ways. I speak on topics like family goals, never giving up, personal development, becoming your best self, which is probably one of my favorite topics to talk about. I love speaking. I also do it through coaching. I coach people towards their dream, their purpose, help people find their purpose, also coach people on how to improve their products. And I end up actually usually buying most of my clients' books because I feel like there's always wisdom in books, you know? And I also help people improve upon their speeches and how to get first-time speakers, how to get their structure and everything right. So I do coaching regarding that. Then I create positive psychology products, which is where I create products to help them become their best self and products that will help them grow their dream, which I'm so in love with. And last but not least, I'm a part of the Thoughtful Inspirations branch. I help people build their dreams through Never Give Up Academy. It's where I host a ton of motivational classes. Make It Happen is one of people's most favorite e-class, and I love it too. I also have It's All About the Journey and some other ones. I'm also the owner of KidsCanVote.net, where we go to the voting polls and we set up voting polls where families can bring their kids and their kids get to go through the process of voting. And oh my gosh, when I tell you these families, oh, they are so blown away because it's an amazing thing. you know, the kids, they get to vote for real candidates. Now, obviously, they're not of age, so it doesn't count, but they get to vote on real candidates. They get the I Voted sticker. They get tons of fun kid voting freebies, because my thing is, I created this is because it's about raising kids that vote and teaching them that basically the votes affect you too. These things affect you too, and you need to be a part of that. And they love it. They adore it. And to be honest, I am so in love with what I do. And the reason why I got started doing this is because I was someone who had an inkling of a dream. I knew that I was supposed to help people build their dreams. I knew I was supposed to inspire people to never give up. But I was just afraid of a lot of things, and that has been years. So I can't even pinpoint what it is now, but I was on the job path to becoming a nurse practitioner until I could not ignore my dream of speaking and creating and helping others to build their dreams too. I literally could not ignore it. It consumed every thought. And I said, you know what? Bye. I'm going to be an entrepreneur and a speaker. And I did that, and I have never looked back, and it's only gotten better from there. So now I strive to help at least one person a day, if not more. And a part of what I do through my business, and really also through my social media posts, I would say mostly, is help people change their doubts into belief, which is pertaining to the topic today of positive thinking being good for your health. Because doubts are a part of any dream journey towards success. You can have the most successful person you can think of that come into your mind right now, and I can guarantee you that at some point they have a doubt during their journey. And one of the things I have quickly realized is that people's thinking, it was starting to get transformed through my posts online. And I'm not saying this to boast. What I'm saying this is because I did not realize it on my own, but I started getting countless people to contact me and saying, Cassandra, I've been reading your posts, and they have encouraged me to start believing. And that, you know what, that I can do this, that I might be going through something right now, that my funds might be tight right now, that I might be taking care of someone sick, that I feel like I can't do it, that I don't have anyone else to believe in me, but I really can still do this. So I realized that indirectly, through my posts, I was helping people to think positive. And by thinking positive, they were able to see that their dreams were possible and are possible. And they found the strength within themselves to say, I think I can believe again. This is possible. My dream is possible. So when people start saying, I follow you, your the Cassandra F Instagram account or Pinterest or whatever account, you gave me the courage to believe again or to think positive again. That's when I knew that positive thinking was a vital part of dreaming big. And it was also a vital part of moving on that big dream. And not only that, but just being around positive thinking can change your thoughts and influence you to find your courage again. That is why this topic is so important, because positive thoughts will transform your doubts. That's right. Now, some people might say, well, what is positive thinking really? You know, I have been reading a lot of controversial things about positive thinking. And a lot of people think that positive thinking is, oh, I just have to think positive all the time, which obviously they say is completely ridiculous. How can someone think positive all the time? It's not realistic. But the definition that I'm going to give you today, positive thinking is expecting good results or having a perspective that is open to favorable options. So why is positive thinking important? Why should you choose to think positive? I'm going to give you a few reasons today of why you should think positive. One, it brings tremendous health results. Two, it improves your relationships. Most people want to be around people who think positive. Number three, it helps you adjust your perspective so that you become more solution-minded. And number four, it improves your self-image so that when you see yourself in the mirror or when you see yourself building your dream, you can think positive thoughts and it can change your perspective to see yourself through a new light, to start believing in yourself and to form a new confidence within yourself. So for today, we're only going to be focusing on one of these things, which is health. Positive thinking is good for your health. That's right. So before I talk about the benefits of positive thinking on your health, I want to first deal with negative emotions and thinking. Because let's be honest, negative emotions tend to get a bad rap. And one of the things I want to dispel is that because you think positive, that you're not supposed to think negative. And that is not true. So to end this bad rap for negative emotions, let's talk, because most people can understand why negative emotions and thinking get a bad rap. We see people get out of control, you know, hit walls and smack people and do a whole bunch of ridiculous other things. And that's because we allow our emotions to control us. We allow our emotions to get out of control. And really, those negative thoughts and emotions, we should use it to teach us more about ourselves. Okay. Now, scientifically, yes, negative emotions and thoughts, it is scientifically proven that, yes, they do weaken your immune system. But let me also add, a lot of times, it's only if you are experiencing overly negative thoughts, emotions, or stress for a long duration of time, that's when you can get sick due to a weakened immune system. And it's not, oh, I just had a negative thought, so I'm going to get sick. No, it's for a long duration, and you overly feel that way constantly. It can be a drain on your immune system. But the beauty is that when handled with care, negative thoughts and emotions can teach you amazing things about yourself and ultimately lead you to greater well-being and towards positive thoughts. So we have to strive to use negative thoughts and emotions to teach us more about ourselves. Now, I really wanted to go over that because some people think that positive thinking, again, is saying, I can't think negative. And that's not what that means. What it means is that you need to understand why you are feeling the way you feel. You just have to use it as a teaching tool. So now that we touched on that a little bit, let's talk about a few of the health benefits of thinking positive or positive thinking. Okay, so the first one, I'm just going to go down the list. The first health benefit is an increased lifespan. Your body craves and thrives to be in well-being. That's when it's at its best. That's when you're creative. That's when you're energized. That's when you have energy. That's when you want to start building dreams and doing great things. Next, it lowers your rate of depression. Yes, when it says that when you're facing a health crisis, that actively cultivating positive emotions can boost your immune system and counter depression. And it can. Another thing is that it lowers levels of distress. Yes. Next, the next benefit is that it causes you to have a greater resistance to the common cold. So that means you can kick the common cold, you know, to the curb after a short amount of time because you have been using positive thinking and you've been maintaining your psychological health. And it's boosting your immune system. The next one is kind of linked to this one. You have better psychological and physical well-being. And you do. And it all goes back to increasing your lifespan. The next one is you get a better cardiovascular health and reduced risk of death from cardiovascular disease. And the final two, well, this is the next to the last one. You get better coping skills during your hardships and during your times of stress, because having a positive attitude or positive thinking, it enables you to better cope with this stressful situation. And of course, it reduces the harmful effects of stress on your body. So it helps you cope better with stressful situations, which basically means that you gain a different perspective. Instead of going down the dreary tunnel of desperation, discouragement, sadness, depression, instead of going down that tunnel, when you start to think positive, or when you start to kind of explore maybe those negative emotions, it helps you cope better with a stressful situation, because not only are you learning more about yourself, but you're increasing your psychological health. Lastly, for the benefit, it's also thought that positive thinking, or even people who are optimistic, that they tend to live healthier lifestyles. Look at this. It says that people who think positive, that they tend to be more physically active, that they have a healthier diet, which means they're, you know, probably eating healthy foods and making good choices with their food, and that they don't smoke or drink alcohol in excess. And studies have shown that having a positive outlook and health benefits, like lower blood pressure, and you have less heart disease, better weight control, and healthier blood sugar levels. So all that is to say that there is no longer any doubt that what happens in the brain influences what happens in the body. So even if you have negative thoughts, it's going to influence your body. If you have positive thoughts, it's going to influence your body. You determine the influence on your body through the thoughts you have. This is great stuff. Okay, so now I want to dive into, in the time we have left, I want to talk to you about three ways you can start cultivating a positive mindset. Okay. Now, number one, you have to get around positive people. Positive people are uplifting and encouraging. They can provide you a new perspective. They can help you grow into a new way of positive thinking. Sometimes positive thinking, depending on the person, it may not come as natural to some people, but being around positive people and allowing them to kind of feed you different positive thoughts as you are going through, that will increase the likelihood that you will start forming those positive thoughts as well, or your own positive thoughts, if you will. And I like to say that positive thinking can be contagious if you remain open to it. Some people are not going to remain open to it, but if you are, you can do great things. Number two, and this is probably something that you've heard before, but the thing is, and I tell a lot of people who ask me questions about maybe what some other people say, but a lot of times the simple things we don't do because we just think, oh, it doesn't matter. But really, when you do the little things, they really do matter. Like this next one, it's maintain a gratitude attitude. And that is so, so, so important. It really does change your mood. So whenever you feel the urge to complain, oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, I don't feel like going to work. Oh, Mondays. Oh, I just, they're working my nerve. These employees, these coworkers, these kids. Oh, it's working my nerve, right? I want you to think of three things that you are grateful for. Just think of them and just bask in it and just appreciate it. You can also write it down. You can take a photo. You can share it online. Or you can just think about it. But when you decide that you are complaining, I want you to be ready to present that gratitude attitude and start working your way to your positive thinking. Number three, this one says, I want you to write down three things that went well each day and why it went well. This is going to teach you more about yourself and how you can increase your own happiness levels. Now, this one works a lot better when it's written down so that you can go back and reread it, everything that you've written in the past. Okay, now here's a side note that a lot of people who write in journals don't know, but I kind of feel like I need to tell some people this. So your journals, for journal writers out there, I'm raising my hand because I'm one of them. You can raise your hand too. Just don't raise it if you're driving. Okay, so for journal writers, make sure that you always go back and read your journal entries. I would say at least 3 to 6 months, go back and read them. Read them more if you can. I will emphasize the more part. The thing is that the more you look at it, the more you can reflect, and reflection is a key to wisdom. So when you look back and read these things, or the notes that you wrote in your journal, you will be surprised at the wisdom that you discover about life in yourself. Do not waste all that time that you've written down, all those key insights that you probably would never see if you never read it. Make sure you go back and read your journals. Go, go, go. So that's my tidbit on that one. Now, if you start applying these three things into your life, you can begin today, I'm serious, and make it a habit, because consistency is also the key. You can begin training your mind to start thinking positive thoughts, and the benefits are going to skyrocket your health. It really, really is. And I have a bonus one, okay, because we have a little bit of time. The bonus item is that you can apply biblical principles to your life. And speaking of biblical principles, I'm also doing I'm hosting a free online Bible study right now, as we speak, literally. You can sign up at nevergiveup.com, and you can join us and find out what the Bible says about your positive mindset and the success that you crave to achieve, and how do you go about your dream journey. So I encourage you. So let's get back. That was a side note. But when you apply biblical principles to your life, I want you to look. Maybe you can look online. I don't know if you have a Bible on your phone, but I encourage you to look up verses online that relate to your situation that you're going through, and use those verses like you would your grateful activity. Just think about the verses and just meditate on them and just appreciate them. That will also help you to gain a positive outlook, because the Bible is very encouraging. Now, I want to leave you with this. Don't make this harder than what it is. I know that sometimes we can overthink what it means to do something. It's more like if you haven't ridden a bicycle in a long time, to get back on it, it might be a little questionable, like for me right now, because I don't really do bicycling. I run. But if I saw a bicycle and I thought, I might get on this, I would have a little anxiety about it at first. Like, I don't know. Can I do this still? So it's kind of like that. You can do this. If you start to have doubts, I want you to do your grateful activity. And I also want you to get around positive people. Now, let me also say this about positive people. A lot of times we don't really try to get around positive people. We stay around the people that we're used to, and we're afraid to be alone. But I want you to push through that. I want you to, this is your homework, I always give homework. It's just in me. So I want you to find one new person that has a positive outlook. Just reach out to them. If maybe they're physically with you, say, hey, let's have a tea or coffee break or something together. If they're online, say, let's have a virtual tea or coffee. And let's just chat a little bit. Just get to know one positive person this week that you don't already know. And who doesn't already know you? Maybe that you don't already know, because they might know you, especially online. So that is your homework. Now, I would like to thank you so much for joining me today. And a shout out to the replay listeners. I hope that you have enjoyed listening as well. My name is Cassandra Freeman, and you can chat with me on social media as the Cassandra F. That's the letter F on the end. And I respond quickly, so please don't be a stranger, because I love to chat, and I love to engage with you guys. I love to comment on your posts and engage with you. I love to get to know you. I guess that's what I can say. You can also sign up for God's Dream for Your Life Bible Study online. Guys, we actually are going to have a live discussion tonight if you'd like to join us. It's free, and the online Bible study will be available until June 30th. That's when it ends. It's actually a Rick Warren Bible study, God's Dream for Your Life. And I hope to see you there, because we're having a blast and we're doing quizzes, and it's just so much fun. And you get to learn so much. And we have an absolute blast, really. So make sure that you join us. You can also contact me through my email, Be Inspired. That's the word B-E, then Inspired, at Thoughtful, T-H-O-U-G-H-T-F-U-L, thoughtfulinspirations.com, or Cassandra at thecassandraf.com. And you spell Cassandra, C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A. Or you can visit my website at thoughtfulinspirations.com. And I want to thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to connect with me. Okay, guys, I'm loving your dreams as much as you do. Mwah! Take care.